Well, after my father passed, my brothers didn't live here. Well, one lived in Detroit and the other one lived in Chicago. And my sister lived in Chicago. And my father passed because that didn't leave anybody but my mother and us two here.
Yes, ma'am.
And we were teaching. And we just wouldn't let her get out there and try to. She tried though, sometimes. Mm. My mother would.
Yes, ma'am.
Get out and try to make a garden. And she'd do pretty nicely sometimes. But she complained a lot afterwards, you see. Mm. So we just stopped her. And then finally she came down with a heart attack.
Mm.
And I retired in 62. And she died in 63.
Mm.
Well, I was glad of one thing, that I was here to wait on her when she came, when she took sick. Now, her first heart attack, I was working. But later, the next one, I was here, and I took her to the doctor. So, when it came time for passing, she was just sick. And I didn't know what was the matter. And the doctor came and he said, put in, send her to the hospital. Send her to the hospital and, she began to get just sick and wasn't saying anything, wasn't doing much eating or anything. So he had to go to the hospital Saturday and she died that Saturday night.
Mm.
She died early Sunday morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I gave her a drink of water just about daybreak. And I didn't hear any more from her. But before then, she acted like she was in misery and pain or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the nurse about giving her a drink of water, and she said she thought it was all right. And I gave her a drink of water. And she got quiet. And I went to sleep because I was been up. And a friend of mine across the hall, I didn't even know she was there. And she came and found me asleep. And she put her hand on me and that awoke me. And so I asked her, what was she doing there? She said, my daughter's got a baby here, and I'm here with the baby and all like that. And she said, spoke, and she walked out. And I went to my mother to look at her, to see about her. She still was quiet. I mean, to see about her. And I found out she passed.
Mm.
So I called the nurse, and they wouldn't help me. I called one, she went back and brought another one, and I said, she's gone, isn't she? I don't know. We called Dr.
Mm.
That was the doctor. So we called him, and he came over. But I found out she passed, and I had called Undertaker. I could tell that she wasn't breathing.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I called Undertaker. He came, got there before the Undertaker, and he told me that the Undertaker's got there first, and I told him to wait. So they went on visiting around in the hospital. So when Dr. came and he told me she had passed, well, I thought all the time she was passing. But see, they didn't tell me anything.
Yes, ma'am.
So I would have known what to expect.
Yes, ma'am.
But